Just prices have got too high. People haven't got the money anymore. So, we just thought it's time to call it quits and go and work for someone else.
How long have you been here?
I've been here 18 years and we've owned the shop for 16 years.
When did you notice the slide?
Oh, it was probably about 2 years ago. Things started to get a bit slower and a bit slower, and our orders were getting thinner, and in the last probably 8 months, it's just going downhill pretty bad.
What role has cattle prices played in that?
Oh, big role. Very big role. Yep, doubled in price.
So what were you paying for a beast and what are you paying now?
We were paying for a beast that was costing us around about the $900 to $1,000 mark back in the shop. Now you're looking at $1,600.
Can you pass that on?
You can pass it on, but if you pass too much on, you end up throwing stuff out.
How have your prices increased of late?
I put them up a fair bit, but it's got to the point where people are just not paying.
Have they turned to anything else but beef? Are they more chicken, for example?
Chicken sort of, it's gone up a little bit, but I think they just hit for specials and supermarkets and stuff like that we can't match.
It's not only beef prices that have gone up. What other costs are you fighting?
You've got your fuel costs, freight costs, your power. The government said they were going to bring power down, but it hasn't. No.
When it comes to slaughtering the beasts you buy locally, can you do that locally?
No. It's got to go over to the coast, over at Fredericton.
And that freight would be fairly considerable?
Yep. You've got an extra $300-$400 on top of your cattle and lambs.
It wasn't always that way, though, was it?
It wasn't always that way. No. Going back 5, 6, 10 years ago, we were getting good money for hides, wool, stuff like that, but how things have changed.
What would you get for a hide now?
About $12. We used to get about $80, $90.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and usually butchers this time of the day are fairly busy as families start thinking about mealtime, but I've only seen one customer come in.
Yeah, that's been like that for about the last 12 or 18 months. 5 years ago, we used to be running from 3 till 5 into 6 o'clock. But just how times have changed.
At peak time, how many staff did you have?
I used to have my brother here. I put him through an apprenticeship, a wash-up boy, and I had a casual butcher that used to help me 3 days a week.
And now?
Myself and my mum and dad.
Big hours?
Yeah, 60 hours a week.
So where to from here for you?
If you can't beat them, join them, I think. Probably stay in the game. Yeah, I think go and work for someone.
Work for another butcher or abattoir?
Probably try my luck at the abattoir, and if I can't get on there, we'll just go to another butcher.
Who are the losers here when the only butcher in Werris Creek closes down?
The community, big time. Especially the elderly people that can't get around, they're the big losers, and I feel sorry for them, but that's just reality. A lot of the elders are very disappointed, but at the end, on the other hand, they understand.
Where do people go shopping? Do they go to the big centres like Tamworth?
Yeah, your big supermarkets, Woolies, Coles, they have all the specials. We just can't match them.
Their product is good.
Yeah. But in saying that too, they've got a lot of buying power too.
And also processing power. That's where all the kills are.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right.
Thanks, Pat. Hey, all right.
When will the bell ring on your door for the final time?
Christmas Eve, we're pulling up stumps, and I'm going to have a bit of a break for a week or two, and then start fresh in the new year.
It's going to be a sad Christmas, isn't it?
Sad in one way, but good relief in the other way.
What's your fondest memory of this butcher?
Oh, I've got too many. A lot of laughs, had some good times, really made some good friends. Yeah, too many to name.
It sounds like the people have a lot to do with those memories.
Oh, 99%, yeah.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel for you?
I hope so. I really do.
I love how you're smiling when you say that.
Yeah. Got to keep smiling. Life's too short.